today. You will be healed if you listen carefully and you have a problem and you call us at 888-553-7536. After that, you'll be A-OK. I need a little something for the tickle in my throat.
You Dr. need a Ken doctor.
Kronos, I don't need a, well, I always need a doctor as long as it's you, because you're my friend. We all need friends. I know what to do. It's just that I have to a little more vitamin C, a little bit more echinacea, a little bit more zinc.
Sounds like a little bit of Sudafed.
Sudafed. Why would I take Sudafed? What would that do for me?
Your nasal congestion.
No, it's right in my throat. And I think part of it is what we have said many times in this program. There's this thing called stress, and I pay little attention to it. But I'm in the process of moving from the house and the farm where I have lived for 37 years. I built the house. Children were raised here. Had the greatest experience with a dog that anybody could have in this place. And so packing up, my children are here this weekend, putting everything together in a way. It's a very sort of traumatic thing.
There goes your natural defenses.
Yeah, right, exactly. How do those play into? Let's start with a conversation that happens frequently. People talk about this word, the scary word, is cancer. And there is a number of different things that get put forth that suggest that we all fight cancer during our lifetime. We don't even know it. excuse me. So I use cancer as a word, not because it affects me. Fortunately, it doesn't, and I hope it never does, and anybody else who's listening. But I just use that because there are things that we do to our bodies, we put into our bodies, and stress is one of the things that if you can live without it, you do without it. You can train yourself. I started doing meditation about three, four months ago. And all those things help. But it is something that does. I know that I can feel this pressure. There are a lot of other things that I'm trying to get solved in my life. And so for those who think that it is a faceless, nameless item that you may, it's a word. And so how do you define it? How do you work with it, Ken? Maybe that's a way. Because it does bring about, you're a cardiologist. You know what stress does to people on the job or in bad relationships.
I see it every day. And I had a patient yesterday who's had very difficult to control blood pressure. At times it was low. At times it was very high.
Really?
And as low as 100 over 70 in one doctor's office and as high as 160 at home. And it was so apparent to me that this patient was unfortunately not in her happy place in life and was extremely stressed out. And we gently walked down it. And once the individual gets insight and they realize that it's, and she said to me, wow, this is not a physical problem, because she was coming in all upset about her blood pressures that she was very accurately measuring at home with her new device, mm-hmm. and thought she was even more worried, adding stress, because she thought she had a serious physical problem, but it was all mental, and yep. she finally understood it. Mm-hmm. And she had a big happy smile on her face when she left.
So under the circumstances, that's a big lesson, and you have to be the teacher for that. Sometimes we're our own worst enemies, right?
Oh, absolutely. We add fuel to the fire.
Mm-hmm. So as we look through, by the way, those of you who may be new to the program, help yourself to the information that we have here, and help yourself to helping yourself by asking Dr. Ken at 888-553-7536. Maybe we should call this program, instead of Good Day Health, Ask Dr. Ken, except every once in a while Dr. Doug, who practices without a license. It's kind of, I'm kind of like a probiotic for the airwaves.
That's a nice way of putting it.
Yeah, it's a good way of putting it. So, expertise, experience, however it is that you'd like to have our advice, help yourself, 888-553-7536. So to keep the...
Speaking of probiotics, you sent me a... There was an article out this week speculating that probiotics one day may actually get rid of the dentist, specific probiotics to help the teeth, and you won't need the dentist. But that was just a speculative report. And the reason why I brought it up was because you sent me an email that the back of your teeth were sensitive to cold, and I wasn't clear why you weren't just so sure that that might be some condition that you need to go see the dentist for.
Oh, I do. I have to have an appointment to see the dentist next week.
Good. Good.
But I still think that there are some things, like you hear people talking about using those Sensodyne toothpaste, the sensitivity toothpaste. So I went to the drugstore.
Those will sometimes work if it's not an infection, if it's not a cavity.
Well, the thing that really floored me about this, when I looked around the aisle, there were probably a dozen different choices. Every single one of them, except one, had fluoride in them. And you know my aversion to fluoride.
The American Dental Association.
Yeah, I don't. But what about the American Dental Association?
Hey, they usually push the fluoride.
I know they do. And I don't have much more use for the American Dental Association than I do the American Medical Association. Although they're better. They were the ones who tried to keep chiropractic from becoming something that people use and legitimate. And then they got into trouble, had a suit. And now they say, oh, this is great. Was it you that was talking to me or somebody else that I was having a conversation about how now the chiropractors, the AMA is pushing to get chiropractors to be able to write prescriptions.
Probably somebody else.
Yeah. All right. Well, at any rate,
I think we're all friends. I mean, those issues, you know, those are decades.
Right, they're old. Have you ever been to a chiropractor?
We work together. Personally,
yes.
But as they say, many of my friends, I actually have a few patients who are chiropractors, and I have referred patients to chiropractors. Yeah. My grandmother, probably the smartest woman I ever knew intellectually, used to love the chiropractor who, she taught me so much about healthy living. She was a woman ahead of her time, read more than you and I combined. And she used to love the chiropractor. So I'm not allergic to it. They have a role and they fit in the care team. And I think that that's the way. I think those, Dr. Rip Van Winkle is still fighting that fight.
But I would like to take you to a chiropractor. I don't know any good ones down where you are, but
that would be okay. It would be cool to see. To see how aligned I am.
Yeah, and
to get
have
back.
You alignment.
I think riding the multiple Disney rides over the years, over the decades, have probably upset that alignment.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I'll bet it has. And there are things that you can do that are, I find it like magic. All the things that I embrace, interestingly enough, you and Jack Stockwell and the people, I have a very good chiropractor here. I've had a couple of good ones over the years. I've probably been to see maybe over since in the last 35 years, I've probably been to see a dozen different chiropractors, not just once, but for regular treatment. Sometimes I've gotten convinced. Meredith and I went to see a fellow, and probably will start again the spring.
I think all of us
a week.
I think all of us in medicine need to know our boundaries, know what we're good at, mm-hmm. and stay in those areas. And I think when a chiropractor does that, they're very valuable. I think when they try to, when they try to treat heart failure, that may not be a good thing.
Mm-hmm. 888-553-7536. Have your conversation with us. Dr. Ken is here to help. Here I am. See where my voice is in a couple of hours. Although, usually when you wake up and it's like this and you use it a little bit, and I'll gargle with some hot water and lemon and maybe some tea and honey, that kind of stuff, now that'll open it right up. And that's really what you need sometimes, just to open it up a little bit. Let's open up your mind. 888-553-7536. Yes, the medical news of the week. We'll catch up on that and maybe some emails from folks. It's Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com or Doug at dougstefan.com. Let me ask Ken and you about how you're feeling when you look in the mirror. Are you happy with the way your face looks? I found out something really amazing this week about Genucel. And how it is with some people, almost a replacement for some of the... You could go to a doctor. There are so many doctors who are doing facial procedures or procedures on your the rest of your body to change the way you look.
Yes. Yep.
And yet when you use something like GenuCell, you don't need all of that. You don't need medicine. You just need to put the treatment on your eyes and watch as it changes.
Take
and
personal that, control.
Right. All right. Take Ken's advice. Listen to him talk about GenuCell for a moment and see if it isn't an incredibly powerful way for you to take care of something that isn't really medicinal, but yet it could be.
Here's my sweet spot. Natural, with research showing safe and effective, and if it doesn't work, getting your money back. How can it be better? So listen, ladies and gentlemen, I've been telling you about Chamonix for years now, but do you know how it all began? A lady asked my pharmacist friend, George, to recommend her a natural preservative-free wrinkle cream. He could have told her that no such product existed. Instead, he mixed her a formula right there in the pharmacy. A few weeks later, there was a waiting list for what the ladies affectionately called George's cream. And Chamonix was born. George built Chamonix into a world-class anti-aging skincare brand based on the same philosophy he had in that small pharmacy. Chamonix products are infused with antioxidants, use no pharmaceutical preservatives or petroleum byproducts. And best of all, so many people we know are using these products, and they love them, and they share them with all their friends. Order Chamonix's revolutionary eye bag and puffiness treatment, GenuCell, right now, and George will double your order absolutely free.
All right. So Ken cultivates the information. Now, you think about what you would like, and when you listen to him, it sounds good because he tells the story the best way possible. Engage in the conversation. Call 800-822-6145. That's 800-822-6145. Say goodbye to puffiness, bags, dark circles around your eyes by calling 800-822-6145. You heard Ken say that you call that number and order the product, and the folks at GenuCell will double your order, twice as much as you would normally get for the price of one shipment. You get two. 800-822-6145.
How strong is Allegra D?
It's my congestions out of my way strong. Even in the park, playing with my dogs. Go fetch, Bosley.
Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant that starts relieving your toughest allergy symptoms in under 1 hour.
Allegra D is breathing free for 24 hours strong, even in the convertible.
Allegra D, strong relief for your allergy symptoms. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
For the best deals and the best styles of the season, get to Lumber Liquidators Spring Flooring Sale. All in-stock North American and European laminate is 10 to 20% off. Get popular styles from just 39 cents. Plus, get up to $2 a square foot off 3/4 inch solid pre-finished hardwood and pre-finished engineered hardwood from 99 cents. Get 20% off wood look tile, and all in-stock vinyl plank is on sale. Plus, deals on bamboo from $169 and 18-month special financing. The best flooring deals end Tuesday, so visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Dear Daddy, dear Mom, I love you. I miss you.
I'm proud to call you my father.
Every year, Snowball Express honors the children of fallen soldiers, heroes who made the ultimate sacrifice for our nation.
Snowball Express, in partnership with the American Veterans Center, is proud to introduce an American legend, Tony Orlando.
We can never repay the sacrifice our soldiers have made, but we can honor them by giving back to their children. Donate now at snowballexpress.org.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy, and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
General Steve Ritchie is our nation's only ace fighter pilot in Vietnam, but he had several near misses when he barely made it back home.
My first tour, I took a 37 millimeter through the right engine. It was armor piercing. It had been high explosive. The airplane would have blown up and I'd have flown into the ground. There's a time where I probably should have died, and I didn't.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of General Ritchie's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Your gut. It's your engine, your digestive core. Keep it running smoothly with the powerful digestive support of Ultimate Flora. It's the probiotic that works hard with 30 billion live cultures to help restore your body's good natural flora. Feel lighter, more energized, and happier with the high-potency probiotic Ultimate Flora by Renew Life. More power to your gut. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do you know a lot about beer? Well, it's time for Sam Adams Know Your Beer. Not all hops taste the same. American hops. They're piney, citrusy, like a lumberjack chopping grapefruit. German hops. They're floral and spicy, a beautiful bouquet with thorns.
Ow.
English hops. Earthy and delicate, a beer lover's cup of tea. Whatever hops you like, from Rebel IPA to Boston Lager, Sam Adams is crafting a brew for you.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Safer responsibly.
Calling all autocross enthusiasts. Here is your chance to ride with pro autocross competitors at Autocross for Kids to benefit the Austin Hatcher Foundation for Pediatric Cancer, empowering the children and families faced with pediatric cancer. Come out to the Good Guys Rod and Custom Association McGuire's Del Mar Nationals in Del Mar, California on April 1st through the 3rd. We'll see you there.
Dr. Ken and Doug awaiting your call. You can ask me about anything about health you'd like, from head to toe, about anyone on planet Earth, yourself, parents, kids, grandparents, 1-888-55 Dr. Ken. What can be better? It's toll free. I'm not going to send you a bill. I'm not going to embarrass you. And I'll speak to you in easy to understand language. I won't talk down to you. You know, they send us away for 12 years to school so we can learn a language nobody can understand. Well, I will use my translator.
When you say that, I love that line. 12 years in school to learn a language that nobody can understand. And that's so true.
And I will use my translator, and you will understand. And if I have a gene, if I have any talent, it's to convert. It's to come back from that brain training to talk so no one can understand me, to a point where you can easily understand all of this medical issue. And what I want to do is give you peace of mind. Anybody who has a sign or symptom or a diagnosis or an upcoming treatment, that's a great strength on you, and I understand that. And anyone who doesn't think it is, you haven't been there. You've been too healthy, thankfully. But if you have anything to do with the healthcare profession, it's a great mental strain. And let me add some peace of mind. Let me share with you over 30 years of experience. There's almost nothing in medicine I haven't seen at least once. I was a medical student in the Ivy League, University of Pennsylvania. I'm not boasting. I'm just giving you a fact. I have 2 Ivy League medical degrees. I have doctoral degrees, and I'm still normal, an MD and PhD from the University of Pennsylvania. I was then an intern and medical resident at Duke University, where I really learned medicine as an intern and resident, and then went on to the University of California in San Francisco and specialized in cardiology. And I have, you know, unlike many doctors at my point in my career, I don't look down at taking care of patients. You know, I don't consider that a low thing to do. I consider that an honor to this day, being on the front lines, taking care of patients every single day. It's not beneath me. It's actually an honor. And I continue every day to see patients. I was not in any way aiming to get out of patient care. Fortunately, I'm not part of the 50% of cardiologists who are burnt out. It's amazing with all the regulations and all the issues, how many doctors are burnt out today. I still love taking care of patients. I hope that stays there for a long time. And let me share that with you. Let me help you get to the next step. Let me help you improve your lifestyle. I'm a big believer that so much could be done with just lifestyle. I am purely evidence-based, however, and I take from both worlds. I take from traditional medicine, and there is evidence-based alternative medicine. So I'll give you a gentler, kinder, easier approach, all evidence-based, and you'll understand. 1-888-55-DR-KEN. Here's the phone number, number 1-888-553-7536. 1-888-55-DRKEN, D-R-K-E-N.
The need for knowledge never goes away. So take advantage of that. 888-553-7536. We were talking about the way stress affects you. Ken talked about his experience with people as a cardiologist, but there's a story this week from the American Cancer Society about the death rate for cancer going down, and that may be a result of research, maybe better techniques, maybe people are not as stressed out as they have been, Ken. What do you think?
This is really encouraging news. There's a good side of this, and there's a concerning side to this. This comes out of the American Cancer Society this year, that overall death rates from cancer in the United States, Doug, they continue to decline. However, there's been an increase in one type of cancer, and it is a concern. That's liver cancer. This is an increase from hepatitis C infections, and it's likely the major reason for the increase in liver cancer. But the reason why we're doing better with cancer is because we have better prevention, better screening, and better treatment, as well as less tobacco smoking. We'll talk about this a little later, but in the past, we've been able to treat cancer with surgery, radiation, and chemotherapy. But the real future is immunotherapy, where you rev up the immune system to take care of these bugs.
All right. So, under the circumstances, you've got hope. I think that's what we look for as much as anything else. Hope if you've got the problem. 28 past the hour on Good Day Health.
GEICO applauds your inner road champion.
A solid bump from GEICO's fist to yours goes out to the little rebel that lives within. The one who made you daydream as a kid about owning a chopper, chroming it out, and chewing on toothpicks. Just to look tough. For you, champ, GEICO insures motorcycles with great rates. And to further fuel your engine, you can access your policy anytime, day or night, through the GEICO mobile app. Because GEICO knows that even make-believe renegades need help from time to time.
GEICO Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Maryland school students last year took a standardized assessment called PARC. The exam marked the first time the tests were aligned with what's being taught in classrooms. Some of the best teachers in the country participated in a research study that compared PARC with the former state tests. 2012 Teacher of the Year, Josh Parker.
Every teacher who took part in the research study came to the same conclusion. PARC is a test worth taking. The results more accurately measure students' learning progress and tell us if kids are truly learning or if they're just repeating memorized facts. Because PARC is aligned to our academic standards, the best preparation for it is good classroom instruction. As a teacher, I no longer have to give my students test-taking strategies. Instead, I can focus on making sure students develop strong critical and analytical thinking skills. PARC also pulled back the curtain on a long unspoken truth. Our students were not as prepared for the more rigorous coursework in college or even start working right after high school.
We know now that PARC is a test that parents and teachers should want kids to take. Its valuable feedback will make sure that all of our students are prepared for success in school and life.
I'm Jesse Gonzalez, Vice President of Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me in Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the marginalized fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
We are back live at the Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis 500, where that number one Blue Emu motor is really putting a hurting on the competition. Speaking of hurting, don't let pain get you off track. Race back with Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. Whether you're in the stands or behind the wheel, ditch your pit crew and use Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. America's number one Emu oil formula, helping you beat the pain today.
Available in stores nationwide.
If your primary goal is burning fat, what is the best way to fuel your exercise? I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. B on Call. Working out on an empty stomach at the crack of dawn is routine for bodybuilders about to compete and celebrities getting ready for award ceremonies. But is it the best way for you to consistently burn fat? There is some data to indicate we can lose up to 20% more fat exercising in a fasting state. Science backs this up. That's because once we eat, we produce insulin, which slows fat burning down. The downside is that cardio fasting doesn't help burn fat post-workout. In contrast, a study of athletes eating carbs before cardio showed increased fat burning benefit continuing throughout the day. The evidence is conflicting. We all react differently. So, experiment carefully until you find what works best for you, and then stick with it.
GEICO applauds your inner road champion.
A solid bump from GEICO's fist to yours goes out to the little rebel that lives within. The one who made you daydream as a kid about owning a chopper, chroming it out, and chewing on toothpicks. Just to look tough. For you, champ, GEICO insures motorcycles with great rates. And to further fuel your engine, you can access your policy anytime, day or night, through the GEICO mobile app. Because GEICO knows that even make-believe renegades need help from time to time.
GEICO Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
At GoDaddy, a domain name is the beginning of something awesome. Use it to create a website to promote your business. Open an online store to sell your products. Start a blog. Build your brand. You can even connect your domain to your LinkedIn or Facebook page. And GoDaddy customer support is always ready to help. What will you do with your domain name? Get a free domain with website from GoDaddy.com, starting at $1 a month. Annual purchase of website builder required. Price valid first year only. See website for details.
Now 33 after the hour, here we are on the Good Day Health Program, 888-553-7536. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. We're working our way through all the medical news of the week, things that will affect your health and well-being. If you've got a question that you think is important, Kara will listen to you and we'll decide whether we want to put you on the air. If you want to get on the air, you want to get through to us, try sending an email to either, you can send it to Ken, Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com, or me, Doug, at dougstephan.com. Dr. Ken runs Lake Cardiology, which is a facility in Mount Dora, Florida. Lakecardiology.com is the email address. If you'd like to go visit Dr. Ken in his surroundings, go get an exam that would be the best exam you ever had in your life, best medical exam. It's 352-735-1400 to reach him at his office, 800-LAKE-CARDIO, or 352-735-1400. Believe me, it is an experience that's well worth your time and trouble. Or you can go online and get to Dr. Ken, see what the surroundings are like, see what they're all about at lakecardiology.com. So we're going through a list of the medical news that Ken has researched this week and how it impacts you. The Olympic medalists, world champions who have been taking this. The latest is the tennis player Sharapova. There are plenty of people that have been using this. Is it really a drug? And if it is, can we replace it with something that's near and dear to our heart?
Exactly. Take beets instead of meldonium. Mm-hmm. Meldonium is a drug. It's just that we don't really hear of it in America because it's not FDA approved in America. And your favorite organization, we can't use any drugs as physicians unless they're approved. We can't use devices. We can't use drugs. We do at our own peril if we do. And no one wants all that havoc as a provider. So doctors are limited by using FDA-approved materials, drugs, and devices. But this came out of the British Journal of Sports Medicine this week. Many elite athletes apparently were taking meldonium, the drug that led to the suspension of tennis star Maria Sharapova this week, before it was banned earlier this year. Meldonium is reported to be used by athletes to potentially enhance personal performance and shorten the recovery period, Doug, after physical activity. Meldonium is prescribed in a number of Eastern European countries, not America, to protect the heart and keep blood flowing through the arteries. It actually helps the heart use glucose more efficiently. It is not FDA approved for use in America, so no cardiologist in America would ever prescribe this.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, under the circumstances, you've got all kinds of stories focusing on this week. It's like this was the first time anybody had ever heard of this or it had been used. More than 60 athletes, actually, tested positive for use of Meldonium. It was developed in Latvia, and as Ken said, it's been used for heart patients there. Aids blood flow, not approved for sale here. But I'll tell you what is, and even though this sounds like a crass commercial, it seemed so. I've been talking about this all week. It's too bad the Superbeats people haven't had their message shipped over there, because this is a perfect time to be talking about something that I'm not comparing or contrasting in any other way other than to have you know, as you hear about this stuff, which, again, isn't used here, so you're not exposed to it, but it shows you how athletes, people who are interested in performance. I saw a story of a champion speed skater who's using Superbeats. Superbeats helps in all kinds of ways, pretty much the same as Meldonium, as far as I can see.
There are some parallels, and Beats are not a banned substance. In the 2012 Summer Games, before Superbeats was really available, or their other product, Neo 40, you saw in the 2012 Summer Olympics, people who were performing, the athletes, taking a gallon or two of beet juice before their event. It's not a banned substance. And the whole idea is that these are the building blocks of nitric oxide, which is the third important gas in the body. You've all heard about oxygen and carbon dioxide. Well, let me bring you up to date about this Nobel Prize winning discovery from 1998, and got the Nobel Prize in 1998 after it was discovered 10 years earlier. And many people don't even know about it from their training because it wasn't even known about when I was in medical school. But this gas is carried by the same red blood cells that deliver oxygen, carry oxygen throughout the body. And like in the left hand, they've got the red blood cells carrying the oxygen. In the right hand, it's carrying the nitric oxide. And it has to release, the red blood cell has to release first the nitric oxide as the garage door opener to let the blood vessels open up so that the red blood cells can slide through and get the oxygen to the site in the body where you need it. So if you don't have nitric oxide, step one doesn't occur, so you're not going to get oxygen delivered throughout your body. And in order to continuously make nitric oxide, you need these dietary nitrates, of which beets are one good example, the building block of nitric oxide. And one of the ways to get it, my favorite way, is either through one of the two products that Neogenis makes, Neo 40, which will increase your tank for nitric oxide and bring up your level after you get their saliva strip from Baylor University scientists has developed with Neogenis to test your nitric oxide level. Or if you need a sudden boost, you use the other product, the Super Beats.
All right. You know what I find interesting? Sharapova lives in America. Even though she represents Russia, she's been based here since she was 7 years old. So she gets this Meldonium set in some circuitous way because, as she's not an American citizen, but somebody who lives here, she can't get it here, at least legally. So I think that, and I'm thinking out loud, here is a perfect opportunity for somebody who's smart to go to her and tell her the story of Superbeats. Seriously. I mean, she lives here, so somebody should be able to expose her to Superbeats. It's just us getting the message out, and lots of other people who have had this, who have used this, who take this on a daily basis. I know many people who especially use the powdered form, put it a teaspoon of it in 4 ounces of water, and they drink it and they go work out and they have super powerful experiences because this gets to your muscles, opens your muscles up, gets a better pump, if you will, gets stronger. Your brain is open. You need more blood, as much blood as you can possibly get to your brain. This does that. And all through your body, through your kidneys and your liver, your heart, it's there's nothing but good circulation that comes from this. So a word to the wise, somebody get this to Sharapova, and you take advantage of it yourself. Here's how you can do that. Call this number now and order Super Beats and Neo 40 for you. 800-655-4183. That's 800-655-4183. Heed Dr. Ken's advice. He's a cardiologist. He should know. He talks to his clients, his patients, all day long about things like this and recommends they use Super Beats. So take his advice. 800-655-4183. And as Ken said in his wheelhouse, he likes it because it's well-researched, money-back guarantee, and it's natural. So all of those things add up to nothing but success. It's a smart call. 800-655-4183. Maybe you ought to do it now while you're thinking about it. It's a miracle molecule, this nitric oxide, for your arteries. 800-655-4183.
How strong is Allegra D?
It's my congestions out of my way strong. Even in the park, playing with my dogs. Go fetch, Bosley.
Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant that starts relieving your toughest allergy symptoms in under 1 hour.
Allegra D is breathing free for 24 hours strong, even in the convertible.
Allegra D, strong relief for your allergy symptoms. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
For the best deals and the best styles of the season, get to Lumber Liquidators Spring Flooring Sale. All in-stock North American and European laminate is 10 to 20% off. Get popular styles from just 39 cents. Plus, get up to $2 a square foot off 3/4-inch solid pre-finished hardwood and pre-finished engineered hardwood from 99 cents. Get 20% off wood look tile, and all in-stock vinyl plank is on sale. Plus, deals on bamboo from $169 and 18-month special financing. The best flooring deals end Tuesday, so visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
All right, this is a daylight savings time weekend. This program is called Good Day Health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. I'm Doug Steffen, helping you every weekend at this time understand what's going on, navigating your way through the maze of information that may be coming to you and your family in a personal way or just in general. How do you heed the information, the advice? Because there's so much conflicting information. What's the expression, spring ahead, fall back? So people will... Well, I guess in a sense, lose an hour's sleep.
Yes, this is a painful change.
On Sunday. Why is it painful? Just lay in bed an extra hour. What's the big deal?
Well, most of us don't have that luxury.
That's why they do it on Saturday night, Sunday morning, because they figure more people would be able to.
You have to go to bed a little earlier.
Yeah. All right. So, okay, I'm ready. You ready? We'll go to bed now. All right. So, what actually happens in the body when daylight savings time is altered?
Well, it is an adjustment. A lot of our rhythms, our diurnal rhythms are set, our hormones are set by clocks, and also a lot of our medical processes are set by the light that is occurring. And there are some medical risks associated with daylight savings time because you're going to be getting up at a time when there may be less light.
Yeah. So it's going bad earlier. And you can adjust to it. I think there's a lot of wimpolas out there that.
Well, as you get older, it gets harder to adjust to this.
Really?
And
is that a prediction?
Excuse me. And it can put some stress on people who have coronary disease, diabetes, mm-hmm. high blood pressure, and you know there's a higher risk for stroke and heart attacks in the 24 to 48 hours after the clocks are changed in this direction. It's a medical fact.
Really?
And,
right.
You know, those who have sleep disorders, including sleep apnea, as well as insomnia, have a harder time adjusting to the change.
All right. So, you speaking of diabetes, there's some information this week comes from the cancer conference, the breast cancer conference. The diabetes problems that seem to be getting worse in our country and around the world affects a lot of people in different ways, Ken.
Exactly. This is very important information, practical information for any woman who is on insulin, who is listening to my voice. If you know a woman on insulin, please get this message to them. This came out just this week from the European Breast Cancer Conference in Amsterdam, that women with diabetes who take insulin appear to have a higher risk of having dense breasts. And the reason why this is important is that dense breast is a known risk factor for getting breast cancer. So women on insulin, they should ask their doctor about whether they need extra screening with mammograms and other tests.
All right. So speaking of tests, I have an email in front of me asking what are the – there's a lot of news this week, or it has been seemingly, about unnecessary medical tests and procedures that are required in some circumstances, sort of cover your butt tests. The government will pay for this and the government won't pay for that. I had blood work done this week at my – the other doctor I have up here in Massachusetts. He was looking at the notes that you sent along, and we were going to get some blood tests done for this, that, and the other thing. And there was a suggestion that I get tested for a couple of different things that might affect what's going on in my brain, if anything. And he said, you can't – well, you can do them if you want to pay for them, but the government won't let you get them through Medicare. And so I was thinking about how one decides, or how doctors decide, or who decides what's necessary and what isn't necessary when it comes to certain medical tests.
Well, this is a very controversial area, Doug, and you know, what is medically necessary is very difficult, because not always does everybody look at this the same way, and it becomes very controversial. The best way to look at this is, what does the evidence show? What is the evidence based on studies of safety and effectiveness? And most importantly, how will it affect the next step? You always want to make sure that whatever you're ordering, you don't know the answer, and it will have some effect on the next step. Mm-hmm. And I've trained in different corners of this country. I saw very bright people do things very different ways, and in medicine there's often great disagreement about what is medically necessary, and some think that they know it all, but there's often gray areas in this area, and we have to be very thoughtful in this area before we jump to quick conclusions. What you're asking about, what are the insurers approve? And there's a federal board that decides whether this is approvable, and this is very controversial, but that's of a huge amount of authority that that a group, a federal organization, has to make these decisions. And there's great struggles in the medical profession about whether these decisions should be done locally or centrally, and this is a great tug of war right now.
Big government and they're crushing regulations. This is one of the many reasons that people vote for Bernie Sanders or Donald Trump, because of this sort of thing.
I think this is why 50% of cardiologists are burnt out right now.
Yeah. Well, thank heavens you're not one of them. 888-553-7536. There's the Zika. Say it again, Doug. Zika virus that's been in the news the past couple of months, another neurological disorder that has been tied to it. So this is growing in terms of attention. This is a study this week in the New England Journal of Medicine, Ken.
Yes, we're not exaggerating this, and this is a real issue. This is called meningoencephalitis. Boy, there's a mouthful. Mm-hmm. The list of neurological disorders potentially associated, Doug, with the Zika virus continues to grow with this report this week, as you mentioned, of an 81-year-old man developing, here it is, meningoencephalitis. It's an infection and swelling of the brain. Fortunately, he recovered, but he was in the hospital on support for 38 days. There's no specific treatment. You just have to support the body and keep it going. Zika is most dangerous to a pregnant woman, woman and her fetus. Fortunately, only one out of every five people infected with Zika show any symptoms, and even those who fall ill usually do not suffer severe symptoms.
All right. So under the circumstances, this is the more and more you find out about it, the more and more it seems.
If you want to get pregnant, just stay away from the area where the virus is.
Yeah. Or make sure that you put DEET on your body so it keeps the mosquitoes away. 51 after on Good Day Health.
Free advice for better living. This is Doing What Works with host Maureen Anderson.
Doing what works can backfire if you start coasting. Executive coach Marshall Goldsmith doesn't coast.
When we're successful, we get trapped into just repeating what we're doing over and over again. When we get positive recognition, we're successful. Sometimes at the expense of doing stuff that in the short term doesn't pay off, but in the long term is going to make a huge difference in our lives. So I really started working on that myself, and I've used that now in my life a lot. So I keep trying to grow and write and do new and different things, as opposed to just be repetitive.
Do you have a bad habit you'd like to break? Is there someone at work or in your personal life who's causing you grief? Doing What Works offers help for these and many other life issues every day here on the radio. You can also find Doing What Works online at MaureenAnderson.com.
When it comes to commercial vehicles, it's time to drill down to the details. If you're not driving the new Sprinter Worker from Mercedes-Benz, your van just isn't cutting it. The Sprinter Worker takes payload up a notch, carrying up to 3,512 pounds. Its cargo volume is cranked up too, with over 300 cubic feet of space. When it comes to safety, it's unmatched, but it's the price that'll really hammer it home. The new Sprinter Worker starts at just $32,495. It also has a service interval of up to 20,000 miles and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. Put that in your pipe and weld it. Huge capacity, small price, starting at just $32,495. The all-new Sprinter Worker, starting at only $32,495. Mercedes-Benz, vans born to run.
NSFU for a 2016 Sprinter Worker excludes all options, Texas title, registration, transportation, charging, dealer prep. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details.
Five five three 75 36. If you are in the question mode, we can answer your question. Kara, I can't see the stuff that's on the screen, if there isn't. All right, you're going to work on that, and we'll work on another a bit of information. Nancy Reagan died this week, heart failure at the age of 94. Nothing suspicious there. She had a good long life. She's a very slight woman. How did that affect her health? And I mean, she always looked like she was really underweight, if anything.
Well, she was an actress, and I would imagine that she was always very concerned about her appearance. And I've got a 19-year-old. I understand that. Mm-hmm. And so she, I'm not going to speculate that she had an eating disorder, because that's never been there. But I think she was very concerned about her appearance and was a fit woman and probably worked out and watched her diet very carefully. And
then why at the end would she die of heart failure?
Well, she was 94. How, you know, the pump can just go so far.
Yeah, so that's, it was a normal sort of thing.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, she got her, you know, her warranty just ran out. Mm-hmm. And a 94-year-old course on a human heart, that's darn good. That's above average. And, you know, her father, she was adopted by her father, and he was a physician.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yes.
Really? Huh. So you think that affected how she looked at what to do? She didn't have too many New York bagels. Then,
I think that he was apparently a very strict guy who she apparently adored and loved. But I would imagine that he brought her up with some very strict rules. And to get to 94, to be an ideal body weight like she was, you know, she was a very healthy woman. We should all hope to do as well with regards to health as she did. And to think about the stress that she was under. When Reagan was shot initially, she apparently was petrified. And there's speculation that she didn't even want Ronnie to run for a second term. And apparently she was fundamentally behind him running for the first term. But and then she did an incredible job of working with him after he was out of office and had 10 years of dementia and had to deal with the strain of that. And that's a, you know, that is an incredible strain on any spouse to have a your fellow spouse to have dementia and be their caretaker. And even with the, yes, she has probably resources that most of us mere mortals don't have, but the emotional wear and tear, she was one strong woman.
Yeah. That the business about emotions and what causes Alzheimer's and dementia as people work through that, one wonders, again, because he was very well taken care of. He treated himself well. It's just amazing to think about what he might have been exposed to that would have caused him to go down that road. What was it about his life, what he ate, what he was exposed to, who knows what, that caused him to have Alzheimer's? And it starts as dementia mostly, doesn't it, and then becomes Alzheimer's?
Well, it's all part of it.
Yeah. All right, so let's talk about presidents. Jimmy Carter says he doesn't need the cancer drug treatment anymore.
This is an amazing story, and it's not Jimmy Carter talking without any reliability. This is a story of hope for all of us because, as I mentioned, in the past, we've had surgery, radiation therapy, or chemotherapy as our main treatments for cancer. But the future is immunotherapy, and that's what Jimmy Carter had for his issue. And Jimmy said last Sunday that he no longer needs treatment for melanoma. This is a type of skin cancer that had spread to his liver and brain. He will continue to be observed by doctors, but will not need any more treatment with promising immunotherapy drug called Keytruda that helps the body's immune system target cancer cells. If the cancer returns, he will also receive additional radiation and immunotherapy treatment with Keytruda. Doctors had also surgically removed a portion of his liver where the melanoma lesions were present. So he had a horrible skin cancer, melanoma, which had gone to his liver. And in the past, if you had asked me a few years ago what was his life expectancy, it would be almost nothing. Uh-huh. And he is now supposedly cancer-free, and he's being followed by a major medical institution. And this is amazing. And he had this new immunotherapy, which is the future of cancer therapy, where you get the immune system revved up to specifically go and target the cancer cells and selectively get rid of the cancer cells.
Mm-hmm. So he had the right treatment under the circumstances.
And it's not inexpensive.
Well, but again, because of who you said the same thing about Nancy Reagan, these people in those positions are taken care of well, and so they're going to get the best treatment that they can get. And that's probably a lesson for all of us in this circumstance, I think. So good luck to him. Good. All right, 59 past the hour, another hour to go here on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I'm Doug Steffen.
Going on right now at Guitar Center. We're extending our friends and family discount to you. Save up to 15% off most major brands and products throughout the store. From starter packs and custom shop guitars to practice pads, handcrafted drum kits, the latest recording gear and more. There's never been a better time for you to make music. And with savings up to 15% on most major brands and products, it's never been easier. Visit GuitarCenter.com or come in store and mention friends and family and save up to 15%. Now through Sunday.
I'm all about keeping it simple. Been getting the same haircut from the same guy for 20 years. You can't beat simple. That's why the first place I turn to when I need something is Grainger. I don't want one place for my safety products and another for my abrasives. Grainger has over 1.2 million products and the solutions I need to help keep this place running. Grainger. Simple. Simple. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.